Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. 7 till. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, one of the great futurists of our time, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of so many books on things that you need to know about. Don't forget joelbarker.com. Check out his website and also starthrower.com is another great place I'd like to send you to find Joel. Joel, one of the things that's been so exciting to me about America is we have perfected the concept of niches. And to the point where we're not happy with just identifying a niche and filling it. We find a niche, and then we create a niche off of that niche. And then sometimes somebody else will come along and create a niche of the niche of the niche. And one of the great examples is the person who is willing to stand in a line for you for hire. You want to go to a theater. You want to go to a concert. And you can hire somebody to sit in line for you. Now, talk about a niche. Who would have thunk something like that? But there are people who are now taking that kind of niche thought process, and they're leveraging it with technology, aren't they?
They are. And by the way, the essence of what you're saying is, when you are in a highly diverse society, which America is, the diversity creates opportunities for niches that never would exist in a homogeneous society.
Right.
And so when people say, gee, I don't know if I like all these differences in our society, hey, it's what makes our nation so rich in opportunity.
And it only flourishes in a free market economy.
Well, that's what, you think about it, diversity and free market go hand in hand.
That's right, that's right.
Free market says options. Diversity says many ways of doing something.
Right.
So it's hand in hand. It's why America is as great as it is.
Right.
Here's an example to illustrate. And by the way, I want you to notice the names of the inventors. Chad Meyer and Omid Sadati. If that isn't diversity, if that isn't America, right? These two guys are sitting in San Francisco, and they're talking about how hard it is to find a parking place in San Francisco with all the prime parking places being unused. And you say, well, wait a minute. They're not prime parking places unused. They said, yes, there are. They're in front of the houses and the private driveways.
Uh-huh.
You know, no parking. So they said, what if we could tell those people, because some of them are on vacation, some of them are gone from 8 to 5,
mm-hmm.
What if we could sell that space for them using smartphones? And they created a company called Park Circa, CIRCA, and you'd basically dial in and said, I'm here, and their system says, there's a parking place at such and such, this is what it costs.
Right.
You go there. The smartphone pays it. Park Circa takes 25%.
Right.
The owner gets 75%. And all of a sudden, a non-monetized niche, just what you were talking about, all of a sudden is available. Is that not cool?
Mm-hmm. That's just like vertical farming.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up on a farm, and everything it was all two-dimensional, right? It was flat and wide. And vertical farming now, they're planting tomatoes, you know, 6-8 feet in the sky, you know, in the air.
Yep. Well, this just shows you that here's an advantage that nobody thought of, saw it as untouchable, because of the smartphone, just like your previous visitor.
Mm-hmm.
The smartphone is the enabling mechanism, and the question is, how many more things can be monetized in a fair way, by the way? Everybody's happy to pay that. Because they can't get a parking place otherwise.
Right. Well, and the thing is, of course, it doesn't work. It doesn't work without somebody having invented the smartphone. Somebody invented an app. Somebody invented the platforms that apps can be built off of. Somebody invented the ability to charge for this, to collect the money, to clear the transaction, and subdivide the proceeds.
Exactly. All those little pieces coming together and this single opportunity, which is actually a very nice, it really does change the nature of parking spaces in San Francisco.
Well, let me tell you.
It opens up like 32,000 parking places.
But here's the thing. Here's the next thing you're going to tell us the next time you're here. Those two guys no longer sell parking spaces. They're selling the technology and the franchises for other people to do that in other parts of the world.
Well, if I were them, I sure would be doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you're right. Think of London. There's so many places.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Joel, thank you so much for being here. Good job today. Always a pleasure to have your wisdom and the things that you're seeing out there. And you're gonna, when we come back, the next time you're going to be here, we're going to talk about something. Tell us about the wheel, quickly, real quick.
We're going to talk about a tool I've developed for exploring unintended consequences and identifying them and avoiding them.
Right. And we'll do that the next time you're here. Thanks for being here, Joel. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, joelbarker.com. Don't forget to check out that website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.